Hi, I'm Cindy Sheehan. In addition to being a peace and justice activist and having my radio show, Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, and my blog and my books, I'm running for Vice President of the United States of America with the Peace and Freedom Party. Peace and Freedom Party is a feminist, socialist, environmental party. And before I go on, I'd like to say happy birthday or happy anniversary to Occupy Wall Street. This is September 17th. Occupy Wall Street is 1 year old today, and there's many events all over the world. I could have gone to New York, to the big one in New York, which seems to be very exciting, and surrounding Wall Street or the stock exchange is very exciting. But I believe that Occupy is local, so I went to UC Davis, which is just two towns down the road from me. Towards Sacramento, and there was Occupy Monsanto, and so we had a shut down Monsanto event there today, which I spoke at. But I think Monsanto ranks up there with big oil, banksters, Wall Street, and the war machine as being one of the most evil companies, corporations in the world today. It's just doing a vast amount of harm, and so UC Davis happens to be in Davis. Hey, it's a good place for UC Davis. And it gets millions of dollars every year from Monsanto. And of course, our universities get money from Big Pharma. They get money from financial institutions. They get money from the war machine. They get money from Monsanto and other chemical companies. And so, of course, shame on the professors and the universities and the departments that make profit more important than intellectual honesty, integrity, and the students, and actually the future of life on this planet, because all of those companies are trying, or corporations are trying, to destroy life on this planet or make it totally hard for the 99%. So, Monsanto. Let's talk about Monsanto. This is going to be about Monsanto and about my endorsement for Proposition 37 here in California. Proposition 37 would require food companies to label, to put on their label if it contains genetically modified organisms, if their product contains that. And of course, Monsanto is one of the biggest GMO producers in the world, and they're evil. They shut down small farms all the time because their seed might have accident, Monsanto's seed, their genetically modified seed might accidentally get into their crops, and so they're sued for patent infringement, and they're just like totally evil. And of course, Monsanto, hello. Monsanto is responsible for dioxin. They're responsible for PCBs. Monsanto is responsible for Agent Orange. So why? I just like don't understand why would they be given control of our food supply? Our food supply is being poisoned by Monsanto. And like a brother or comrade said at the protest today in Davis, you are what you eat. If you put poison in your body, then you're poison. If you put toxins in your body, then you're toxic. And of course, Agent Orange and dioxin and PCBs have despoiled whole entire regions and water systems with their poison. And Agent Orange has set since the 60s has made still birth defects are happening, and cancers from our vets and from people in Vietnam because of Agent Orange. Evil, evil company. I don't want them in my food. I don't want them in charge of the food supply around the world. And so the Peace and Freedom Party and Cindy Sheehan for Vice President are 100% in favor of Prop 37, of labeling these foods that contain GMOs. Why? Because then we can boycott them. We can stop eating the food or buying the food, stop putting it into our body, so we can. Why is this stopping? putting it in our body. And if we stop buying food that has GMOs, then the companies will take the GMOs out. Monsanto invented bovine growth hormone to increase milk supply. We don't need any more milk. There's like the world is awash in milk. And first of all, cow's milk was designed by Mother Nature for baby cows. It wasn't designed for human adults or human children. We don't need to drink cow's milk at all. So, and then the bovine growth hormone cripples the cows. It gives them terrible gastrointestinal infections, and then they have to be treated with antibiotics. So the milk supply is poisoned by Monsanto. Stop giving your children milk. It's not needed. It's not needed for strong bones and teeth. It's needed for baby cows, so baby cows can grow up to be strong, big cows and big bulls, but it's not needed for human beings. So I have not had milk for decades. I don't do cow's milk. But I did soy milk sometimes. I vary my alternative milk between rice milk, soy milk, hemp milk, almond milk, and things like that. But soy is 90% Monsanto genetically modified organisms. I just bought a carton of soy milk, which is going to be dumped down the drain, and I'm going to start making my own organic rice milk. So we have to start boycotting these companies that use Monsanto, use GMO. But we need to go even further than that. We need to get Monsanto totally out of our food supply. They're evil and they're dangerous and they're poisoning us. So of course the no on Prop 37 people have pumped millions of dollars to prevent this, but I learned that a lot of so-called organic companies have contributed to no on 37, and Monsanto, of course, spent a lot of money, no on 37. Dean Food, which makes Horizon organic cow's milk, and Silk soy products, which Silk is what I used to use. And so Horizon is what we buy for our babies here. I'm going to transfer this over to this side. And it's my list of things. I don't have a teleprompter. Pepsi Cola Company. Naked juice. Naked juice is supposed to be natural, but they are against Prop 37. Coca-Cola, which produces Odwalla, and we know Pepsi and Coca-Cola have been bad actors in globalization companies for a long, long time. Kellogg, which was started as like this health commune, they put money against it. Kashi, and Kashi makes also Morningstar Farms, and as a vegetarian, I have used Morningstar Farms. I try not to use anything that is processed, even though once in a while I do. General Mills and Smucker's have put money into no on 37, so we just need to start boycotting them right away. What has been good, and these aren't exactly household names, and they've put money into yes on 37. Dr. Bremer's Magic Soap, or Dr. Brenner's, I can't even read my own writing. Dr. Bronner's Magic Soap. Lindbergh Family Rice, Amy's Kitchen, which is in most stores. Amy's Natural Food they're at Target, they're at Safeway. Nature's Path Organic Cereals, Eden Foods, Baby's Only Organic Baby Formula, and Uncle Matt's Organic Juices have contributed to yes on 37. The people who have not, that we need to encourage, are like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Stonyfield Farms have not contributed to yes on 37. So
It's 1
If you're in
o'clock.
California, I encourage you to vote yes on 37. We need to know what is in our food. We need to make informed choices as consumers, and we need to shut Monsanto down. We need to stop buying, and probably you don't buy food with GMOs in it if you know that they have GMOs. But we need to have an active boycott of these foods that do have GMOs. We need to boycott those companies that are paying money to defeat Proposition 37. And if you're outside of California, you can join us in this struggle. There's like many places in the world where people are literally putting their lives on the line to protect their food supply, to protect their seed that they've been using and reusing for generations, which is a natural way. We have to protect our honeybees. If the honeybees go, we go. That's all there is to it. And that's like the contradiction of UC Davis. They have a program to protect honeybees, but then they're in bed with Monsanto. Monsanto has a program to kill honeybees. So here in California, we have to be in the struggle with our comrades and brothers and sisters around the world who are saying no to GMOs. And we have to support our small farms and our local farms and our farmers markets that are organic and saying no to Monsanto and their GMOs. You can donate to a yes on Proposition 37 to the people who are trying to get this passed. It's essential. It's absolutely essential for our future and our children and our grandchildren and for healthy life on this planet. I'm Cindy Sheehan. This has been my video vlog. My website is Cindy Sheehan Soapbox at cindysheehansoapbox.com, and I think video vlog is redundant. So this has been my vlog, and you can find my writings and other videos and interviews and my show at cindysheehansoapbox.com. Yes on 37. Peace out for now.